Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving, family. We have a lot to be grateful about, including that as children of the Most High God, we are redeemed from the curse of the law and have been delivered to live victoriously in Jesus. Amen. From Pastor McIntosh, myself, and the entire congregation of Kansas City Christian Faith Center, please enjoy your Thanksgiving day with family, friends, and be safe. Amen. Now, let's continue with our teaching entitled, Redeemed in Jesus, What Does It Mean to Be Redeemed? Last week, we began redemption benefit number 4 under part 3 of this teaching, which is redemption under the New Testament. And I trust that we will be able to complete this benefit today. As I have stated each week, this teaching on redemption consists of 3 parts, which includes part 1, God's original intent for mankind, part 2, atonement under the Old Testament, and then, of course, both of these parts were completed several weeks ago. Now we are covering part 3, redemption under the New Testament. Each part of this teaching is necessary to understand and appreciate Jesus' redemptive work and our better position in Him as sons of God. Therefore, if you have missed any of the weekly teachings, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the previous episodes now archived under our radio broadcast page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Today, we will make an attempt to complete redemption benefit number 4. So let's reread Romans chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. I will be quoting from the New King James Bible unless otherwise stated. Again, Romans chapter 22, 23. Excuse me, Romans chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. Redemption benefit number 4. We have been redeemed from the old sinful nature and have been reconciled back to the Heavenly Father as a new creation. A new creation. Romans chapter 6, starting with verse 22 says, "But now having been set free from the sin or the sinful nature, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life." Verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, I do want to remind each of our listeners that this sin of death was executed back in the Garden of Eden through one man named Adam. And what basically he did is he turned over the authority, power, and dominion over the earth realm to Satan. And as a result of that, we fell into the sin nature because of that one man's sin. So first and foremost, when Adam sinned, there was a spiritual separation between mankind and the Heavenly Father. So that separation triggered spiritual death, which now leads to eternal death. Because we all know that when Adam sinned, and we read the account in the book of Genesis, Adam did not fall dead physically, but he was separated spiritually. And that's why when the Heavenly Father was in the garden in the cool of that evening looking for him and Eve, Adam was in hiding. So, again, as a result of what Jesus completed, we now have been reconnected with our Heavenly Father. We have a spiritual live being in us. That is our spirit man. And that's what is the result of our accepting the gift of salvation. Now, I want to highlight a couple of things, so pay attention very closely. It says, too many Christians are sadly mistaken that when they receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, that the body or flesh is created in the newness of Jesus. However, the Word of God tells us that it is the spirit man, or the inner man, the real us, that becomes new. This means that it is our responsibility to renew the mind or soul with the Word of God and then allow our recreated spirit to direct the soul and body. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. I want to read verses 1 through 5, and then you will see from the Scriptures this new creation being the recreated spirit, the real you, the spirit man that's made in the image of God. Again, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 5 say, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the recreated spirit. For the law of the recreated spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. Verse 4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the recreated spirit. For those who live according to the flesh, and I'm going to put a pin here, and by the flesh, they're referring to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Again, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the recreated spirit, they set their minds on the things of the Holy Spirit according to God's word. Now, this recreated spirit, again, is a result of accepting the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. That is the probably most important benefit that we receive through our salvation package. But as we have spoken on other occasions, salvation is not just missing hell, but rather a new life in Jesus with victory, spirit, soul, and body. Let's continue with this new creation or the recreated spirit. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. We're going to be reading verses 16 through 18. Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 16. I say then, walk in the recreated spirit, and you, Christians, shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the recreated spirit, and the recreated spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Verse 18. But if you are led by your recreated spirit, you are not under the law. All right, so even after we have received Jesus as Savior and Lord, and those of us that have been under the Word for some time now know that in those first couple of years of maturing as a Christian, there may be some setbacks. But that's why we have the opportunity to come to our Heavenly Father to ask for forgiveness and to receive forgiveness so that we can move forward in the Word of God. But the recreated spirit is made in the image of Jesus Christ. So we can say no to the sins of the flesh if we choose to. Here we go. Family, if we do not follow these admonitions, the body or flesh will rule us. This is very important. Again, if we do not follow these admonitions, in other words, if we do not allow our recreated spirit to dictate to our soul and our flesh what to do based on the Word of God, our body or flesh will rule us. Paul said it like this in Romans chapter 7. We're going to read verses 19 through 25. Again, Romans chapter 7, verses 19 through 25. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Verse 21, I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Verse 25, I thank God that through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, referring to my renewed spiritual mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Family, this passage here really summarizes what is going on in that recreated spirit and that soul and flesh that need to be placed under the Word of God. But it's on us individually. It is our responsibility as Christians to, once we are saved, to take up that word, study it, and learn to apply it so that we do not fall back into the old lifestyle that we came out of. We have a new or recreated spirit, inner man, that is made in the image of Jesus our Christ. So if we permit that recreated spirit to grow based on God's word, we will be able to successfully say no to the sins of the flesh. Now, with regards to this, I want to highlight this particular passage in the book of Romans with additional supporting scriptures that will give us more clarity. So, with regards to verse 22 of the book of Romans chapter 7, I'm going to read the verse, and then we're going to go to the additional supporting scripture. It says in verse 22, For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 says, Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And I'm going to add this little explanation. It is being renewed day by day through the Word of God. So that means that the individual who wants to grow and be renewed day by day is studying God's Word and applying it. Amen. Let's add one more scripture to this verse 22. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. Let's read verses 14 to 16. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 16 say, For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he, referring to God, would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Amen. Your recreated spirit man. If we permit our Heavenly Father to give us the information from his word so that we can apply it, that's where we're going to find the riches of his glory and the strength with might through his Holy Spirit. Then we will be successful in keeping the flesh under and the mind renewed with the Word of God. Amen. All right. Let's go to verse 23. I'm going to read it from Romans chapter 7, and then we're going to have additional supporting scripture. It says, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." All right, let's go to Romans chapter 6, one verse, verse 19. It says, Romans 6:19, "I speak in human terms because of the weaknesses of your flesh. For just as you present your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness." Again, when we were sinners serving Satan, we were quick to do unclean things and to operate in lawlessness. But now that we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, and our spirit or inner man has been recreated in the likeness of him, then we should present our members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. In other words, we should dictate to the flesh how we're going to operate in this earth realm. Amen. All right. One more scripture with regards to this topic. 1 Peter 2:11. 1 Peter 2:11. "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain or stay away from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." Again, family, do you see how this verse is worded? It gives us the responsibility or charge or admonition to stay away from fleshly lusts. So we're going to have to stay away from certain areas or places or people who do not have the Word of God in them and who do not desire to do the Word of God. You're going to have to love some people from far away. You're going to have to say, "Right now I'm working on building myself up in my holy faith." And as you get stronger in the things of God and start to mature, then you will be a better witness for those individuals who need to know the things of God. Amen. Who need to come to Jesus and receive salvation. All right. Now, Romans 7:24, I have one scripture that I want to highlight or give you that will give us more clarification. The verse in Romans 7 says, verse 24, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Let's turn to Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. It says, "But if the Holy Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit," referring to the Holy Spirit, "who dwells in you." Family, I'm going to add the following admonition. If we allow him, we have free wills and are in control. So if we permit the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, to guide us, to keep us safe from falling back into the sins of the world, then we will be successful. But if you continue to say no to the Holy Spirit, if you continue to practice sin, then you will go back into that same filthy lifestyle as a sinner. But the good news is you are under control and you got the victory. Jesus has already washed you from all your sins, past, present, and future. But if we want to live in victory, then we're going to have to do those things in the Word of God that will keep us safe, that will keep us in God's many blessings. Amen. All right. The last scripture that I want to highlight is verse 25, book of Romans, chapter 7. Here is the additional supporting scripture. It is found in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 57. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We got the victory, family. Whether you are experiencing it or not, if you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you are victorious. In fact, the scriptures say that you are more than a conqueror. You got the victory. So as a result of receiving the victory through the recreated spirit, let us take time, let us put our effort into growing in the Word of God so that we can see the many blessings manifested in our lives. In other words, we cannot trust the flesh. This is what all these scriptures were talking about. We cannot trust the flesh, referring to the five senses. And by the five senses, we're not going to operate according to what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, when it comes to the things of God. I'm going to repeat it again. We're not going to trust the five senses when it comes to the things of God. Remember, the things of God are in the spirit realm, and that recreated spirit that Jesus gave you when you received salvation is what you want to do. You want to access that in order to live victorious in Jesus, in this earth realm. The five senses were given to us so that we can operate in the natural, and we should use them in the natural. But when it comes to the things of God, we're not going to depend on what we see. We're not going to depend on what we hear from the world system. We're not going to depend on those things that line up with this evil system that Satan runs in this earth realm. What we're going to do is we're going to line up our life with the Word of God. There's a beautiful scripture in the Bible that says, "Whose report will you believe?" And your answer has to be, "I will believe the report of the Lord." Again, we cannot trust the flesh when it comes to the things of God. We must remember that we are redeemed spiritually and must develop our spirit man in the Word of God to keep the flesh submitted to the authority of our recreated spirit. As we develop the spirit man and renew our minds with the Word of God, we will be able to keep the flesh under, and then the lust of the flesh will not rule us. Amen. All right, that completes redemption benefit number 4. Let's go forward with redemption benefit number 5. Redemption benefit number 5, our eternal salvation is by grace and not of works. We know that under the Old Testament, the people were required to continually sacrifice blood offerings in order to satisfy the law. These acts of obedience by the people of Israel were works that they performed to stay in good standing with God. However, these ceremonial acts were only temporary and had to be offered over and over again, as the law required. Obedience to these sacred rituals afforded the people a temporary covering of protection and provision. Let's go to Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. This will summarize what we studied under part 2 of this teaching, Atonement under the Old Testament. For those of you that have been with us from day 1, you know that we covered the first part, which is God's original intent for mankind. And then we went on to study atonement under the Old Testament. Now we are in part 3, redemption under the New Testament. So Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 tell us, "What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God." Verse 3, "For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him, referring to Jesus, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. All right, now I do want to highlight a couple of words in this passage to give us more clarity, and then I'm going to give you some additional supporting scriptures that will validate this scripture and give us more clarity or understanding of the truth. All right, so let's go back to verse number 4. Oh, family, I hear that we're out of time, so I do want to close out now. But please return next week as we continue our teaching on redeemed in Jesus. What does it mean to be redeemed?
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.